This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.
The U.S. Supreme Court is expected to rule today on the legality of a Texas law which allows local cops to arrest anybody they believe crossed the border illegally. A handful of civil rights groups are suing, saying that only the federal government can enforce immigration law. Robert Heyman with the Las Americas Immigrant Advocacy Center says they have a solid case.
Judge, if the district court saw that, and I'm hopeful that the justices at the Supreme Court will as well.
Governor Abbott signed the law last December. At the time, he said the goal is to stop the tidal wave of illegal entry. Child advocates are cheering a new Texas law which forces adult content websites to verify the age of their users. The largest pornography company in the world has responded by blocking access to all Texans, no matter their age.
A lot of these pornography websites sort of serve as a gateway for young men to be engaged in the purchase of human trafficking victims.
Bob Sanborn with the Children at Risk says this current ban will not solve the problem, but he says it's a step toward changing a culture that normalizes the sale of sex. The Canada-based company that's blocking access to all Texans has been fighting the law. They feel it's a free speech violation, but an appeals court dismissed their argument. Bond was denied for 62-year-old Michael Earl Johnson, who was arrested by Lamar County deputies for a motion to adjudicate guilt on a charge of forgery of a financial instrument. He was also charged with unauthorized use of a vehicle, tampering with evidence, evading arrest with a vehicle, and several other charges. The United Way of Lamar County's Kids Marathon kickoff will be held tomorrow at 5 p.m. at the Trail to Paris at the Love Civic Center entrance. Participants will receive a free T-shirt and their running log and run the first mile together. The finale is still Thursday, May 9th from 4 to 6 p.m. Kids can register online at Eventbrite by emailing srossonuwlc@gmail.com or at the kickoff. For more information, call 903-784-6642. The Hopkins County Chamber, City of Sulphur Springs, and Emergency Management are hosting three informational meetings on Wednesday, March 20th at the Gray's Building in Pacific Park. These will be the final meetings that the Chamber will host before the total solar eclipse on Monday, April 8th. Everyone interested is invited to attend. The meetings will be at 9 a.m., 2 p.m., and 6 p.m. The Texas Parks and Wildlife Department announced that Texas hit an all-time record low for hunting accidents last year. The record low of only 10 non-fatal hunting accidents and one fatality was reported by the 2023 Texas Hunting Accident Report. Texas's highest ever year was 1972, when 30 people were killed in hunting-related accidents. Texas Parks and Wildlife says the continued decline in hunting-related accidents and fatalities is in large part due to the efforts of the TPWD Hunter Education Program and instructors across the state, many of whom are volunteers. A student group at a college in Texas loses its fight to have a drag show on campus. The group at West Texas A&M University in Canyon wanted to hold the drag show on campus this month, but the school's president blocked the event. The student group argued his decision was a violation of their First Amendment rights, and they sued the university. Stephen Pickering has more.
A district judge denied the group's request for an injunction, and the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals scheduled arguments in the case for next month. The group asked the U.S. Supreme Court to intervene so the show could happen this month, but the High Court rejected the group's request. Stephen Pickering, TSN News.
I'm Dave Kirkpatrick.
This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.